The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There was no police report. I want you to sit with that for a second. According to witnesses who spoke to investigators, Monique Tepe allegedly lived through death threats during her marriage. Witnesses told detectives that her ex-husband allegedly strangled her, that he allegedly forced her to do that he allegedly told her he could kill her at any time. 7 months of marriage, and according to the people closest to her, it was allegedly 7 months of terror. And there's not a single police report, not one. No restraining order, no documented complaint, not a call to a hotline, nothing. If you pulled her name through every law enforcement database in Ohio, you'd find a woman with a clean record who got a quiet divorce in 2017 and moved on with her life. That's what it looks like from the outside. From the outside, this was a short marriage that didn't work out. Two people who weren't compatible. It happens every day, right? But that gap between what this looked like from the outside and what it allegedly felt like on the inside is the entire point of what we're talking about today. Because that gap has a name, and most people have never heard of it. Or if they've heard of it, they don't really understand what it means. And that lack of understanding is getting people killed. What are we talking about today? What is the show brought to you by? It's brought to you by two words, coercive and control. Put them together, you have coercive control. And this isn't really about the Tepe case, not today. This is about a pattern that affects millions of people who will never make the news, who will never have their name spoken on a podcast, whose suffering will never generate a single headline. This is about the person listening right now who just left something or just felt something in their chest when I described what Monique allegedly went through. Not because they followed this case, because they recognized it. Is that you? Were you someone who felt something in your chest when we were talking about those scenarios? Stick around if you did, because we're going to be talking about what coercive control actually is. Because I promise you, most people have it wrong. While we go through this, if you're finding it valuable, leave us your thoughts, your opinions, your experiences in the comment section, either on our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description, or on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Wherever it is, hit that subscribe button right now, so you don't miss any of our reporting on this. This is the beginning of a five-part series this week on coercive control. We're going to be talking all about the Tepe case and all about how what happened here happens every day across the country. It does. And it doesn't get talked about, and it gets swept under the rug, and we're supposed to pretend, oh, you know, it just those things. This sort of stuff happens all the time. Not always does it lead to this type of an outcome, but the damage, the hell, the fear, the things that Monique was going through up until her death. Millions are suffering with this all the time. So we're going to open the lid on this. We're going to jump into Pandora's box and go down this rabbit hole and expose it for every single dark cavern that it holds. So hit subscribe. When we hear domestic violence, we picture bruises, right? Black eyes, broken bones, hospital visits, and police photos. And visible, undeniable damage. And that version of abuse, it is real. It's devastating. It matters. It's not the whole picture, though. For millions of people, it's not their picture at all. Their abuse doesn't leave marks you can photograph. It doesn't leave evidence a prosecutor can hold up in court. See? It leaves something worse. Marks on how you think, how you see yourself, whether you trust your own mind. Coercive control operates below the bruise line. It's behavioral, it's psychological, it's environmental. It's a system of domination that doesn't need fists to function. And for decades, it didn't even have a name. And if you weren't being hit, the legal system had almost nothing for you. In some places, it doesn't to this day. Therapists called it a troubled relationship. Cops called it a civil matter. Your friends called it drama. And you called it your life because you didn't have language for what you actually had that was going on around you. That changed when a researcher named Evan Stark published work that reframed domestic abuse, not as a series of incidents, but as a pattern of ongoing captivity. He called it coercive control, and the framework finally gave millions of people a way to describe what they'd been living through. Not individual acts of violence, but a sustained campaign of domination designed to strip autonomy, isolate, and control another human being. Here's the part that should bother you. Coercive control is now recognized as a criminal offense in the United Kingdom, in Scotland, in Ireland, in parts of Australia, in most of the United States where Monique Tepe lived and died. It still isn't. That gap between what we know and what we've codified into law is not academic. It's the difference between intervention and obituary. So what does coercive control actually look like in practice? Not in a textbook. In a life. In your life. With the life of someone you love. It looks like isolation. Not dramatic, not overnight. Gradual. It starts with opinions. I don't like how your sister talks to you. Your friends don't really have your best interests at heart. Nobody understands you like I do. Each comment seems small, right? Even kind of endearing. Each one is responsible or reasonable if you squint. You understand me like no one else? How? Wow. Oh. But over weeks and months, the circle shrinks. The people who would have noticed something wrong are gone, nudged out, criticized away, replaced only by the voice left in the room. Theirs. And it looks like monitoring, checking your phone, needing to know where you are at every moment, showing up unannounced to surprise you, but really just to verify. Jealousy framed as devotion. I just worry about you becomes, why didn't you answer on the first ring? The surveillance is constant, but it wears a mask of love. And when you push back, you're the one with the problem. You're being ungrateful. You're being secretive. You're making them feel insecure. The monitoring isn't the issue. Your resistance is, right? It also looks like financial control, restricting access to bank accounts, requiring justification for every purchase, creating dependence so total that leaving isn't just emotionally terrifying, it's materially impossible. You can't afford a deposit on an apartment. You can't afford a lawyer. You can't afford to feed yourself for a week without their money. That's not an accident. That's architecture. It looks like weaponized intimacy. S as an obligation. S as punishment. S as the peace or the price of peace. The erosion of bodily autonomy inside a relationship that the rest of the world sees as normal, as loving, as fine. No one asks what happens behind the bedroom door of a couple that looks happy at dinner parties. And the person inside that bedroom has been taught that what's happening to them is what love requires. It looks like identity erosion. Constant criticism dressed up as coercion. You'd look so much better if you just... dot, dot, dot. I'm only saying this because I care about you. You're too sensitive. Nobody else would put up with you. Drip, drip, drip. And your confidence dissolves. Your sense of self gets edited, rewritten by someone who needs your small, uncertain, and you dependent on their approval for your own sense of reality. You stop trusting your own judgment. You stop trusting your own memory. You start asking them what happened, what was said, what you should think, because your own mind doesn't feel reliable anymore. And it looks like rules without walls, an entire behavioral code that's never written down, but is absolutely enforced. You can wear, who you can talk to, how long you can be gone, what tone of voice is acceptable. There are no locks on the doors. You can leave the house anytime, but you're not free. The prison is invisible. And the bars are made of consequences you've learned to predict and avoid. According to witnesses who spoke with investigators in the Tepe case, McKee allegedly told Monique he could kill her at any time and that she will always be his wife. I want you to hear those words not as threats and a criminal complaint, but as what they allegedly are, ownership language. That's not the vocabulary of anger. That's the vocabulary of someone who allegedly viewed another human being as property that had been stolen from him. She will always be his wife. Not a statement of love. Allegedly a statement of title. And it reportedly happened inside a marriage that lasted approximately 7 months, which tells you something about the alleged intensity of control. Monique apparently recognized it fast and got out fast, but according to family members, the shadow of those words followed her for years. Here's what I need you to understand about why people living inside this don't always recognize it as abuse. The cultural definition of domestic violence still requires a fist. If he's not hitting you, you talk yourself out of it. He's just jealous. She just has a temper. It's not that bad. Other people have it worse. At least he doesn't hit me. That last one is the most dangerous sentence in the English language for someone in a coercive control relationship. At least he doesn't hit me. Because it becomes the measuring stick. As long as I'm not being hit, this isn't abuse. As long as there's no bruises, I'm fine. As long as it's just words, just rules, just monitoring, just control over every aspect of my existence, I'm fine. Fine, fine, fine. It's great. Everything's fine. You're not fine. And the reason you can't see it clearly is because the confusion is the point. When control is introduced gradually, when the temperature rises slowly enough, your baseline shifts. What alarmed you in month one feels normal by month six. You adjust, you accommodate, you shrink yourself to fit the space they've already so nicely built for you. And you do it so gradually that you don't even notice how small you've become. That's the design. That's the engineering. Your inability to name what's happening isn't a failure of intelligence. It's proof that the system is working exactly as intended. People in coercive control relationships describe feeling crazy, feeling like they're overreacting, feeling like something is deeply wrong, but unable to articulate what it is because nothing visible is wrong. There are no bruises to point out. There's no accidents or incidents and dramatic enough to report. There's just low-grade, constant sense of dread, of walking on eggshells, of performing your life instead of living it. And when you try to explain all of this to someone who hasn't experienced it, you sound like you're complaining about a bad relationship, not describing captivity. And here's a part that doesn't get talked about enough. This doesn't just live in your head. It lives in your body. Coercive control triggers the same chronic stress response as any sustained physical threat. Elevated cortisol, disrupted sleep, autoimmune responses, digestive problems, chronic pain with no identifiable cause. Your body is processing sustained psychological danger the same way it would process a physical one. Because to your nervous system, there is no difference. The threat is real, your captivity is real, and your body knows it, even when your conscious mind is still making excuses. Research on survivors of coercive control shows PTSD rates comparable to combat veterans and hostage survivors. That comparison isn't dramatic, it's clinical. The mechanism is the same: prolonged captivity under threat with no predictable end and no reliable escape. The only difference is context. One happens in a war zone, the other happens in your kitchen. Believe me, when I first heard the word survivor, after escaping a coercive control relationship, I thought it sounded crazy. I thought, no, that word should really be reserved for people who truly are survivors. You don't realize how much you survived at that moment until you put a little distance between yourself and the trauma, and you start going, oh God. And it's not because you want to live the life of a victim or hold on to that mentality. I hate that. That's never productive, no matter what you've gone through. But because you realize the mountains, the rivers, and the valleys that you've gone through, and you can use those experiences to better chart your path forward. Because you did survive all of that. If you're still here, you're realizing this, you are a survivor. Because crazy as that word may sound, you've earned the title. So if you're listening right now and something I've said in the last few minutes hit a nerve, if you recognized any of this, not from a case file, but from your own life, I want to be very clear about something. You are not crazy. What happened to you, what's happening to you right now, has a name. It's documented. It's studied. It's real. Researchers have mapped it. Countries have criminalized it. Survivors have testified to it. And none of it, not one single piece of it, is your fault. You didn't cause this by being too sensitive, too trusting, too naive, or too weak. This was done to you by someone who needed to believe those things about yourself. You to believe those things about yourself, because your self-doubt was the mortar holding their prison together. And this is just part one. In part two, we're going to be talking about how this starts, because nobody walks into it with their eyes open. The trap is built to be invisible. Love bombing, escalation, the slow pivot from devotion to domination, understanding how it's constructed is the first step to seeing through it, and seeing through it is how you get out of it alive. That's coming up on the feed. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. Wherever you're listening to this, wherever you're watching it, hit that subscribe button right now. And if you have a story you want to share, if this is resonating with you, we'd love to hear it. And so would others who are also listening and watching this going, damn, maybe I need to take a closer look at what's going on in my life. Or just cathartically taking this and going, yep, been there, done that. Because sometimes that's just part of healing too. Even when you've gotten through the thick of it, little reminders of where you came from make where you are all the more meaningful. Give me your thoughts in the comment section. I would love to see them. Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com, or on our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. The links are in the descriptions. And like I said, please press subscribe. And if you're finding this valuable and you use Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Greatly appreciate that. Goes a long way to helping other folks discover our material as well. Thanks in advance for that. All right, we'll continue the conversation in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.